Welcome back to the Independence. Still excited to hear one jurist ruled on the side of freedom. It's a good choice. Federal Judge Richard Leon says the NSA's bulk data collection is malarkey and likely unconstitutional. Joining us is Jacob Sullum. He's very smart. He's a wonderful writer. He's an expert in civil liberties who's written extensively on the NSA and the like. Jacob, welcome to the Independence.
Thanks.
It's great to have you. So let me ask you this, Jacob Sullum. Why won't Edward Snowden go away?
Well, I mean, he is proven correct in predicting that the programs that he revealed would be found to be unconstitutional, at least so far. I want to clarify that the injunction that was issued today only pertains to two people out of the whole country. Their information under this injunction can no longer be collected, but everyone else's will be, and even that injunction was stayed pending an appeal. So actually nothing has happened as of today to stop the NSA from collecting everybody's phone records. But the Judge Leon did say that he could not imagine a more indiscriminate or arbitrary invasion of privacy, and that James Madison would be aghast.
And is he known?
So that is presumably what Snowden had in mind when he decided to reveal this information.
Okay, now is Judge Leon known for being a civil libertarian? Is this unusual for him? Does he have this kind of streak in his background?
Well, he's a Bush appointee, the second Bush, and he has issued some good rulings in civil libertarian terms in the past, but I don't think you would call him a raging liberal or leftist by any means. And so what he did is he looked back at this decision that you mentioned from 1979, which involved a very limited collection of information about a particular suspect who had already been identified, had been ID'd by his victim as a robbery suspect, and he was supposedly harassing this woman. The police went, based on this information, to the phone company and found out that he was calling this woman and harassing her. And so they didn't get a warrant. And the Supreme Court okayed that. Now, that is nothing like the massive routine collection of everyone's phone records, which is what we're talking about here. The NSA is collecting everyone's phone records on the theory that you need the haystack in order to find the needle, right? And what Judge Leon said is that this is nothing like the 1979 case. Now, the problem is the Supreme Court has held in more general terms that once you divulge information to third parties voluntarily, so that could be the phone company, it could be your accountant, it could be a bank, you no longer have a reasonable expectation of privacy in that information.
But that's
a big problem.
Let's talk about that reasonable expectation.
No, but this is a huge problem if going forward, because think about how much information about you, personal sensitive information, is held by third parties. Everything that you have stored away in terms of email on remote servers, or your personal files or your photographs or videos on remote servers, is being held by third parties. So under the Supreme Court's third party doctrine, that only has as much protection as the legislature decides to give it. Now, that's pretty scary. So I think eventually, as Justice Sotomayor has suggested, they're going to have to revisit that whole notion, because that exposes so much of our private sensitive information to snooping at will by the government.
Jacob, public opinion has been souring on surveillance all year, partly because of the revelations associated with Snowden. How much do you think that is going to affect judges when they look at this stuff in terms precisely of that reasonable expectation of privacy?
Well, that's the tricky thing about a reasonable expectation of privacy is that, first of all, people only expect what they're used to getting. So if the government routinely violates your privacy and you know about this, you start to expect less privacy. So that's problematic. The other thing is that it has to be held to be legitimate. Well, who decides whether it's legitimate? The Supreme Court, in a series of cases going back to the 70s, said that if you give up your information voluntarily to somebody else, that's it. All bets are off. I think most people would disagree with that. They would say, no, I disclose information to my doctor for particular purposes. That doesn't mean that once I've disclosed it to him, the government has a right to peruse that at will. And the same thing goes for information held by held on remote servers by the company that provides you with email service, or held by your bank.
Well, the same thing also goes for the information that you don't know you're transmitting. You know, when you talk about metadata, most people are rationally ignorant to the types of packets of information that they could be sending out based on their location, or, you know, even their browsing history. Camille?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, this particular program is not supposed to involve the collection of location data, but the way the administration has put this is very interesting. They said, we are not collecting that information under this program, which implies that they may be doing it under a different program. And you're right that would be considered to be metadata. It is not contents of communications, but it can be very revealing to know everywhere somebody's cell phone is, which tells you everywhere he's been throughout the day, now, Jacob, all day long, all week long, throughout the year.
We've only got so much more time left, but I'm wondering about sort of the credibility of the threats that have apparently or supposedly been thwarted by these laws. You've been following this for a long time. What do you think about that?
Under this particular program, there's no credibility. I mean, look at Judge Leon's decision. He specifically said the government had an opportunity to show why this program was necessary to foil terrorist attacks. They could not cite a single case.
All right.
And presumably, they would be highly motivated to do so in this context.
All right, Jacob Solem, thank you very much. We will continue to read all that you are writing on this fascinating subject. Thanks again for coming.